Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Truck accessories in Conway and Searcy, your number one Central Arkansas source for camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, and more. Veteran-owned since 2002. Online at ustruckaccessories.net.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. 8:06. They're in Arkansas, 9:06 Eastern time here at Tampa. SEC Media Days. Today, the four teams are Alabama, Florida, Ole Miss, Texas A&M. Back in studio, we've got Roger Scott, Christian Weaver out at Poland, Arkansas. We've got Justin Moore. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll visit with Joe Nichols. And he is brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. We got to play a little match game at some point, which we'll do. But I was looking at Justin earlier with Roger and Christian. We were looking at the numbers for the University of Florida. And, you know, they've won three national championships, you know, in the 2000s. I think they won one under Spurrier, too, which was what year was that? I can't recall.
It would have been 90s, I think, right?
Well, he was finished in 2001, Spurrier was. And so I think it was 1996 when they won the national championship with one loss. And then Meyer won two of them in 2000s. So think about this. So they won a national championship in 2008. So they have high expectations. And listen to these seasons, the previous six seasons. 4-8, 8-5, 5-7, 6-7, 6-7. I'm telling you,
it's hard to believe.
The Florida fans are losing their mind. They thought, you know, and they went through, after Urban Meyer, they went through Will Muschamp, Jim McElwain, Dan Mullen, and Billy Napier. And then if you could compare that to Ole Miss, let's say, you look at what they've done. You know, last year they go 13-2. The year before that, they're 10-3. The year before that, they're 11-2. So
they just got lucky with a coach.
Yeah, he's
lightning in a bottle. In my opinion, I mean, I don't think that's sustainable at Ole Miss, but that's just me.
Yeah, it'll be curious.
Maybe it's wishful thinking.
Well, I was about to say we'll find out. Pete Golding is the coach, and then what about A&M? So you got A&M will be here. Elko, if you look at the list of their seasons, they're 11-2 last year. Go to the playoff under Mike Elko. 8-5 the first year. You go back before that. Jimbo Fisher 7-6, 5-7, 8-4. I'll try. They really, you know, talked about Kevin Sumlin only had 1 year when he more than they had double digit wins. That was his first 2012, and that was probably the Johnny Manziel year. And he never. I think he won 9 games the next year, and then it's 8-8-8, and then 7. They bring in Jimbo Fisher and pay him $1 gazillion and. You know, they end up running him off and buying him out. He was 5-7 and 7-6 his last 2 years.
When are they going to realize, Baz, like what they are is mediocre? That's what they've been their entire football history.
Yeah, they have not been.
I mean, they've had a year here and there, but like go look it up. They may have the money of this one and that one, but historically, that's not the type of program they are.
Yeah, and of course, you know, from us, we can't beat them for whatever reason. You know, remember, we used to beat them all the time, and we cannot buy a win against them in the last, I think, what,
and we're in the worst 15-year stretch of our history.
Yeah.
And they're still barely beating us.
Yeah, we can't beat them in Missouri for some reason. Roger, I'm looking at the picture of the new monitor.
Do you see the new monitor? Why am I singing about a monitor?
So that is astounding. It is outstanding. Is it the one? But is it the one beneath the call board, Roger?
Yes. Yes. Correct.
Because I thought y'all were going to switch out and do that on top.
No, what we did right now. That is a temporary fix. That is a smaller monitor. When we get the fixed one later on, it'll be as big as the one that I currently use now. In the studio, and that way I can put...
We still talking about monitors.
We're talking about monitors.
Okay.
I'll have it, but as we speak, that is astounding.
So, yeah. So, you know, Justin, I don't know the way you run your business, you run your organization band and all this, but You know, I feel like the things I do, I want to have some urgency to get them done. And, you know,
except a protein bar and
eating it. Yeah.
Let me say, touche. Sorry. No, touche on that. And so, you know, and that's one of the things that I think good companies, you know, let's have some urgency. Let's get things done. And sometimes businesses don't do that. And so we pushed Jim, we really need, we're the only show that does as many clips and plays as many clips. And Roger's having to search through, you know, 50 pages of stuff to find them in, you know, 1 second. So having that second.
Yeah,
monitor,
and timing is key.
You bet. That's exactly right. So we're the only one, really, the only show that really needs that. And so Jim, I got it done, and I was like, Jim, let's not wait till, you know, the end of August. Let's get this thing done.
You're always doing that. So to Gemma, we give this.
Yeah, good job, Gemma.
What an asset you are to our show.
That's it. Thank you.
It's also, we had two monitors when we had Next Gen, and when we made the switch, we went down to one monitor. We just need two monitors.
That's all.
We need two monitors.
And it works for me. Nobody else will use it, but maybe they will, but it's astounding.
How many monitors,
it's
Roger, do you need?
I need at least some.
Let's hit a couple messages here on our Milton Eaton Air text line. Somebody says, Baz, we know professional women's sports is going on, but even more so when you threw some softballs at the commissioner during Beat the Baz. Listen, I'm never going to try to embarrass the guy, but I'm telling you, he was sweating. He actually took off his glasses. It's pressure. I don't care. You know, it's easier said than done. That's easy to get. Well, you put on a headset and you do it out of the blue.
Right.
And he got most of them. Most of them were number one hits.
Nine out of ten.
Yeah. So, I thought he would get the Welcome to the Jungle. I thought that would probably the easiest one that he would get. So, yeah. You know, and plus, too, here's the deal. You're never going to, you know, I thought that maybe you were talking about just questions in general. He's got an answer for everything. There's not a question he doesn't have.
Auburn plays that at their basketball games because they call their arena the jungle.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we've been teasing it. We're going to have John Daly amongst us. We haven't been telling everybody here, but John Daly's going to come hang out with us. So that should be interesting here on Radio Row. People are going to walk around and say, why is John Daly hanging out here today? So anyway, we'll have Ryan Silverfield here and Quincy Rhodes. You know what? I wonder if I said, Quincy, give us a hint how much you're making. are you in seven figures or is it six figures? I don't think we'll do that. But anyway.
Before tax or after tax?
That's right. 661-1037. Someone says Florida won football national championships in 06 and 08 and basketball in 08. Yeah, listen, they had a
They've got three football national titles.
That's right. Three football and how many? Three basketball. Is that not crazy? That's all in since
it went back to back.
All
basketball.
In the last like 30 years.
That's right. Well, yeah. And the Superior was in the it was 96.
'96. They went to the basketball champion Final Four in '96.
Yeah. How nice is that to have three Listen, you're talking about not being a basketball or a football school. You know, Florida was not a basketball school.
No.
Until what's his face comes along and they
Billy
went.
You know,
yeah. Again, in college, man, if you get the right coach. It doesn't really matter where it is, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Anybody out there think Saban couldn't have won wherever he went?
Yeah, well,
I will say having Alabama helps.
But he could have
went anywhere and won. If the dude from Indiana can go to Indiana and win, I firmly believe Saban could do the same thing just about anywhere.
Yeah, I definitely think it helps being in Alabama when you have
money. Note to Jerry Jones, call Nick Saban.
Yeah, right, Roger? Well, and Cignetti at Indiana is a Saban disciple.
That's right. By the way, Roger, speaking of Cowboys, I think camp starts today for some NFL teams, right, Christian? I think I saw today that at least this week I think camp cranks up.
Was it the two teams that are in the Hall of Fame game or something?
That's what I'm thinking. What's weird too, I forgot, Roger, that
I don't know who's playing in that though.
I forgot that Mike McCarthy is coaching at Pittsburgh.
He is.
And Rogers, you know, they were together at Green Bay. Yeah. I completely forgot about that. Yeah. And plus, you got five new coaches.
One-year deal for Rogers.
Yeah.
Great. As a Steeler fan, we get we get these two knuckleheads way past their prime.
Oh,
awesome.
Yep.
Someone says here Maduro. Is that a cigar? Is that the cigar?
It's a flavor.
Someone said Saban didn't win a lot at Michigan State. He did not. He was okay. He did an okay job.
Had to get to
the South. 45 years ago.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Let's see here. Have you heard of Have a Tampa? That's exactly what my dad sold, was Have a Tampa. Someone said it was, Mississippi State, 18 penalties to 4. Here's one. Can you please ask Justin what is his worst venue and best venue that he's ever played at? Do you have one top of the line for you and the worst one, Justin?
Gosh, I played a strip joint in Idaho 20 years ago. That's pretty rough. Best? Red Rocks is really cool.
Oh, that's cool. I'd like to go see a
that's
show
a really
there.
Cool one.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
There may be a show opportunity across the street from Trey and Baz's condo.
Lionel Richie tomorrow night.
Tonight.
Yeah, I was, listen, I'd enjoy that. Roger, would you? I'd enjoy watching Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie's cool. Yeah.
He was, wow. Did you hear that? Lionel Richie's cool.
Wow. Yeah. I like Lionel Richie. I
love you, buddy.
Amy and I are going to see Lionel Richie in Austin in August.
Renew your vows?
Did you hear Sankey say?
We will in December, though.
Would you like to see the Eagles at the Sphere? Have you been to the Sphere yet?
I've seen it. I've not been inside of it.
I've not seen it. I don't know. I'd like to watch. First thing I want to see at the Sphere is
Wizard of Oz.
Epic. I want to watch Epic. Elvis.
I have a question
for
you guys. Yeah. Do you think Epic was better or the Elvis biopic they did?
Epic.
Oh, Epic. Was,
yeah, Epic.
It's a real deal, bro.
And
Justin Moore watched it with us, and I think he liked it.
He liked it so much he bought a dog after it.
Someone says here, yo, Raj, try to slide in the why are you yelling bit with JM. So funny. Well, that was what we tried to find yesterday. Remember?
We had it. We found
we
it.
We played it yesterday.
Did we play it? Yeah. Somebody wants to hear it again. Listen,
I know what they want. They like humor.
We told Vickery at dinner last night about playing his stuff, and he gave Randy the backstory.
What was remarkable about that? Justin had not heard it. Randy had not heard that thing. I heard it a hundred times. Well, I guess someone else on the show.
Rick,
who
maybe?
Was it?
It was Chuck Gatlin.
Okay, no, it was Chuck. Okay, I knew there were a couple
people. We still can't find that one. You need to see if we can find.
Which one was that?
Where he says he's horny.
Oh, we'll see there. Did you also see? Did you see where Andrew Benintendi switched with a broken hand? So he's up to bat. Remember Benny Ball?
Sure.
He played with the Razorbacks. Andrew Benintendi.
He did what with a broken hand? All I heard was I'm fat.
That's one. Here's the other one.
Oh my God. Say that again, Justin. Oh, your volume's a little.
You don't remember what the? You don't remember what the movie?
You can just hear him change his voice right there. Here we go.
One more time. Say that again, Justin. Oh, your volume's a little.
You don't remember. What the? You all remember what the movie that had that in it was?
Why are you yelling?
Because he said my.
He's too quiet.
It's Roger's delivery. There's a little bit of time, a pregnant pause. Yeah, and why are you yelling?
Right. Yeah, why are you yelling?
Bill Vickery joins us. Bill, was telling the boys you're taking me to Ybor City today. Mm-hmm. How old is the oldest restaurant in Florida that we're
going
to?
So we're going to go for lunch at a place called Columbia.
Oh, okay.
Which was established in 1905.
Okay.
In Ybor City.
I love it.
It's been operating continuously since then.
I think Justin was gone most of the time, Roger, while we were seeing the four restaurants in Arkansas that are over 100 years old. We got one more to go to. I love walking in places like that that have a history of, that many.
We'll eat a lot of good Cuban food today.
Yes, yes.
So be prepared. Anything, good Cuban sandwich.
Anything in particular?
His diet, Bill.
Yeah, the paella. They have these deviled crab things with hot sauce. Yeah,
let me ask you this: if I'm not a smoker and I don't really smoke cigars, would it be cool to chew on, have a cigar in my mouth?
Yes, we're gonna stand. We're gonna sit out there old school style with a bunch of these
Facebook Live.
Maybe.
I think a good stogie Facebook Live.
Roger, was that you who went? Who did that?
I don't know about you, but chewing on it. I don't know. You're going to chew on it.
Well, not chew on it, but
just hoser, right?
Yeah, just that's it. Well, I don't know. Do people just put cigars?
You wouldn't smoke a cigar?
I've done it before, but I
do it again. You're not to smoke. You're not inhaling. I mean, you don't do that.
Here you go.
No, it's such a great smell.
Is that Roger?
No. Listen, you get you. Listen,
come on,
you,
Bill. Listen, help
you,
me out.
You get you a nice boxed press padrone. Oh, you an anniversary. Oh, are you kidding me? I'm just telling you.
Here's one that says, though we haven't beaten Texas A&M since Coach Bobby Petrino was there. That's not true. In what, 2012? Arkansas still leads the all-time football series against Texas A&M 42-37-3. No, Bielema beat them 1 year, right? Not Bielema, I mean
Sam.
Yeah, the year we won all the trophies.
All the trophies.
Yeah.
That was the Berks year.
Yes, that's right. Okay, yeah. That's right. Let me tell you, that to me, you know, the thing that drove me nuts, Bill, the last few years is not being able to beat Missouri or A&M. But I'm going to tell you, that five-year stretch with Bielema, going into it was deja vu going into that post-game press conference.
Two overtimes back-to-back.
Oh, my gosh. The way we would lose those games, and we would walk back in, it'd be this. I cannot believe we're walking back into this press conference.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
5 years in a row, he never beat him. Never beat him. And I think
I was just going to say that. Had he beaten them maybe twice, three times, he'd probably still be the coach.
No, there's no question. There's no question about it. But I'll tell you, that combo of losing the Missouri, you know, 8 of the last 10 years in A&M, it's just been, I don't even care about the other ones. Like, man, can we just beat those two teams? Can we just find a way to beat those two? Yeah. Someone says, David, what's your thoughts on the layoffs at ESPN? I read a story today that part of that was about they acquired the NFL Network, and I guess there's – their bottom line's changed a little bit, and they did this like 2 years ago. They called some of the talent, and
it's like Clear Channel. Every year they have a massive layoff.
But the only one of note is
Ryan Clark.
No,
Charles Davis.
No, the baseball guy.
Carl Ravitch. I don't think he's the only one of note.
He's not the only one.
He's the biggest name, right? 30 years. I mean, that's
longest tenured probably.
But he's bigger than Ryan Clark, isn't he?
I would think so based on.
Yeah, I would think.
But there's some, I mean,
I wouldn't
Charles
say
Davis.
The only one of note, but maybe he's the biggest.
I don't think a lot of people know who Charles Davis is. I know who he is, but I don't know if I'm just trying to think of anybody. Somebody said Jay Billis, and that was false.
That was false.
Although, I thought, Justin, you may want that to be true with Jay Billis, right?
I'm not a big fan.
Someone said Saban did not win in the NFL. Yeah, he was with Belichick.
Miami, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
it's a whole different game.
That's two in about the past 5 minutes. Are y'all really going to argue with me that Saban? I mean, for God's sakes, it's not even an arguable point. I mean, y'all are bringing up stuff from like 100 years ago.
Ryan Clark was just a.
Am I nuts? Saban didn't win when he was a junior in high school. guys, for God's sakes. My point is that's how great he is.
There's no question about that. Someone says here, Taylor and Cabot says, I would say Cam Newton is the biggest he has been laid off. Is he?
Cam Newton got laid off.
I didn't even know he was on ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
What did he do? First Take and stuff,
Oh, I thought he was sort of rotational.
And then he has his fourth and one podcast.
Yeah,
that he does.
Yeah, I think he owns that outright.
That's the biggest part of what he does, probably.
Yeah. The rest of that stuff is to promote him and his podcast.
Yeah. Somebody says, don't they have to make those cuts because of Pat McAfee's $60 million contract? Well,
that doesn't go straight to Pat McAfee. That goes to his production.
Crew. Yeah.
Somebody says here, we need to find a cure for David's Jimmy leg affliction. He's shaking bad on camera. I've had those leg shakes for forever. Tommy did too. Tommy.
Well, you haven't cramped up this year like you did last year. You scared me to death when you cramped up last year.
Have the Jimmy leg. I've noticed that.
I see you. Go shake your leg. Roger, remember Elvis say, I had shake a leg.
Jessica
comes in there the other day. She was on the show with the sheriff from Fordyce, and I've been doing this for 25 years, and my leg is shaking. Mm-hmm. She leaves and, like, grabs my knee. They're like, when you let me shake my knee, this is not your office, young lady.
Let me tell those people something. Shut up.
I can tell Roger he's been free. He can move his things around.
You have spent way too many nights beside Club D's.
Bill, they did not
music, talking.
Here's what's crazy about it.
they walked outside all night long. Mm-hmm. They would have conversations outside this club, which is 50 feet from our doors. Like, dude, either go home or go back inside and have your conversation. It's like, you not realize there's residential? I don't know. It's just people, I guess, are just rude.
Area's changing.
I don't. Have we sent Justin the picture that's on the door? We gotta fit. We gotta send Justin the picture. Yeah. That's on
no, I don't have a clue what y'all are talking about.
You need to play it. Can we send him this picture too?
So it's the it's called Club DZ, Justin. And if you go these the old these nuts, you know, deal. That's anyway. And it's not a gentleman's club because the gentleman's club is the strip club.
Correct.
This is just the opposite. Would it be called? What would you? What
What's
would
a gay bar?
Club Ramrod.
Yeah, is it? Yes, Club Ramrod. I love my Bill's version a little bit better. Okay. Let's take a break.
Well, I don't know why. I mean, what? It's.
I like it. I like. That's not a fun name. It's a gay bar. I'd rather have something like here.
Well, no. I haven't. You were asking what kind it was. You were beating all around. I thought, well, I don't know.
I was trying to think of something fun to say, like a gentleman's club, like another name for it.
Well, no, it's not a gentleman.
It's only gentlemen's.
It's only gentlemen. Yes.
Okay, very good.
When we come back,
and women that don't want to be bothered by.
That's true.
Huh?
That's true. Now, something they say.
They say women go to gay bars because they don't really bother by men.
I think we're going to have the head of the Liberty Bowl. He always stops by and always said, "Where's my MVP trophy?"
Right.
You know, but it was actually.
Are you going in the Liberty Bowl Hall of Fame?
No. You know, Herschel Walker goes in. We're going to get him about that, too. Why does Herschel Walker go in the Liberty Bowl Hall of Fame? He didn't even play in it.
I was going to say,
he never played in the Liberty Bowl Hall of Fame.
He drove by the Liberty
Bowl.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
It makes no sense, Roger. We'll ask him that when he comes in. All right, it's 9:30. Joe Nichols at the top of the hour, too. Don't forget about that.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday, the last four commitments for Arkansas basketball officially signed. Mature Maker, Ilya Frohoff, Davion Thompson, and Caleb Urugu will be playing for the Hogs this year. Thompson and Urugu are reclassifications from the 2027 class. Those four will also join the team for the Bahamas trip, which is happening at the end of this month. The Razorbacks will play four games in 5 days during that trip. The Arkansas Travelers will be back at Dickey Stevens Park against the Tulsa Drillers tonight. First pitch is set for 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. And SEC Media Days continues today. Taking the main stage will be Alabama, Florida, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M. Stay tuned to The Buzz for updates all day thanks to First Security Bank, Kauffman by Design, UAMS, Blackman Auctions, Bet Saracen, and the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. I'm Christian Weaver with The Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Finally, a little bit of relief from all of this extreme heat. No heat advisor here in Central Arkansas today. We do have one in far South Arkansas. But we'll still be kind of hot, sunny, and 94 degrees, but a drop in humidity as well, and a touch breezy. Tonight, we'll be clear and down to normal with a low of 72. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
This July is America's 250th birthday, y'all, and Low T Center is celebrating 250 years of freedom with a 250 for 250 deal. All month long, all the guys out there who start testosterone therapy and stay with it for 90 days, we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. Low T Center's raising the T of American patriots from sea to shining sea. Come celebrate 250 years of America with Low T Center's 250 for 250 deal, because bringing back the energy and vitality of your youth is worth celebrating. Go to fixmylowt.com right now to book a free T-test. That's fixmylowt.com.
It's Justin Acri for Kaufman by Design West. I'm here with Ruben, and there's big news out of Kaufman. Ruben, tell me why Toro mowers are such a great addition to what you guys have to offer.
Toro's been around for 100 years. When it comes to rider comfortability, they've introduced the MyRide suspension, where it really is like riding on cloud. Superior cut quality, even cuts. This is a mower that can stick with you for a very long time.
If you want to make your outdoor space look great, Kaufman by Design West has got you covered, now including Toro mowers. Check them out at 14900 Cantrell Road or online at kaufmanlumber.com.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Let's go ahead and hit that liner again there, Roger Dodge.
All right, sir. Let me go ahead and pull it up over here.
One of your two screens.
Here we go.
Coverage of the 2026 SEC Media Days from Tampa, Florida is presented by First Security Bank and brought to you in part by Kaufman by Design West, Blockman Auctions, UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind.
Say it, boy.
Oh, they're gonna own me too. They wanna stone me once. So she's a friend of mine. Take it easy. Take it easy.
It's our man, Justin Moore. Do a little Eagles cover there. Don Henley having a birthday day, 79. Great to have Justin on the show with us today out in Poland. A Morning Mayhem fully assembled but spread all over Timbuktu. Bill Vickery joining us today. It's been great to have him all week.
All week.
I tell you, Double R has been working his butt off. He and Trey have been 14-hour days. They get here at 6 and don't get home till 7:30 or 8. And this morning we let Randy sleep in. He was pooped, so I think he's just now coming to, if you will, and Trey's been working hard too, and Roger Christian doing a great job back in the studio. We got a guest with us here, a friend of mine that I always see at these events, Harold Grader. Harold, good morning. How are you, buddy?
David, great to see you. I guess the last time we crossed paths,
where was it?
Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame dinner.
That's right. That's
my first time to attend. Very nice.
Yeah, that's right. I emcee that, and it's always a big night. Have 1,000 people there. And for those that don't know, Harold is the executive director at the AutoZone Liberty Bowl.
Associate executive.
Associate executive. I forget that.
Don't want to make the boss.
I forget that one. That one word.
But I appreciate the temporary promotion there.
Associate executive director. How many years now with Liberty Bowl?
This is, I want to say it's 28.
Wow.
Something like that. I left TV in 98.
Yeah, you were in broadcast TV there in
I was
Memphis.
At the NBC station in Memphis for 15 years.
Yeah. And you also do the Touchdown Club there in Memphis.
Yeah, Memphis Touchdown Club is one of the community things that I'm involved in. We have a great team of volunteers for that, and we're gearing up. We get them when we can. We take them when we can get them, David, and you know how that is.
Yeah, very.
I'll just say on the front end, when the Memphis Touchdown Club grows up, and hopefully will eventually grow up, we aspire to be David Basil and the Little Rock Touchdown Club.
You're kind.
The model for all of us.
You're very
but
kind.
We get cranked up Monday.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Take them when we can get them. We're going to have Philip Montgomery.
Okay, yeah.
The associate head coach, new to the staff at Mississippi State. Of course, we know Philip from his days as head coach at Tulsa.
Yeah, Tulsa. He was also...
He was with... Baylor.
What's the guy that got fired at Baylor?
It was Art Briles.
Art Briles. He was Montgomery was a Bruins Award finalist. I really like him.
Yeah.
So he's at Mississippi State now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good guy. So we've got him coming in on Monday night, and then our friend Greg McElroy, just to our right, will be in on August 10th, and then we get rolling
One of the advantages Roger and Justin that Memphis has from a standpoint of like Touchdown Club is that over the years it used to be this way. coaches used to come in, the head coaches of Tennessee, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, you know, all those schools, because it was a good recruiting base to come in.
Absolutely.
Right. So we don't get that at Little Rock, because there's just not enough recruits. Now, if they could, they'd be flying in, and, hey, we'll do the touchdown club, because they'd have a chance to meet. But we just don't have that, and that's something that's been a staple of you guys.
It has been over the years. And, David, that's really changed as well.
Yeah, not as much as it used to be.
As the pressure on the coaches, number one, from many different angles. The calendar has changed. Mm-hmm. Recruiting has changed. The emphasis on recruiting high school players has changed. So we don't have as many head coaches as we used to. Clark Lee, our friend from Vanderbilt, has been very loyal to our club, and he'll be one of our head coaches that'll be coming to the Memphis Touchdown Club. Obviously, the new head coach at Memphis, Charles Huff, will be on the agenda. But, you know, for example, Mississippi State, you know, Coach Lebby couldn't work it out, so Jeff isn't coming, but we have Philip Montgomery on Monday night.
Well, the other big point of contention with me and Harold, Bill, is there's been a lobbying group. Maybe they need to hire you to get David Basel his Mercedes-Benz TV Most Valuable Player Award against Bo Jackson in the 84 Liberty Bowl. So
we want a campaign has begun to put David in the Liberty Bowl Hall. We want David in the Liberty Bowl.
Even though we got beat. I was telling him, like, how in the world did Herschel Walker get into the Liberty Bowl Hall of Fame? How does that work, Harold?
It's really not our Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay, it's not. Okay.
The award is our Distinguished Citizen Award.
Okay, gotcha.
Which goes back some 50 years. Danny Thomas, the great entertainer, founder of St. Jude, was one of the early recipients. Elvis.
Yep.
We've had Priscilla. We've had
very cool.
Archie Manning and Peyton Manning.
Okay, so it's not really Liberty Bowl.
No,
I got you.
It's the Distinguished Citizen Award. Great Americans, which is what you do qualify as a great American.
We should say, speaking of St. Jude, our co-host, Justin Moore, his golf tournament several months back. What'd you hit? 800,000, Justin? What'd you hit on that deal? 700,000, 800,000?
For the year?
For that tournament, that St. Jude tournament. I think it was like 800,000, wasn't it? Seven or eight?
Man, I don't remember. It was a lot.
It's 500.
For one night, it's crazy.
For one night, I mean, he had like 700. Of course, St. Jude is such a big deal there.
Absolutely.
In Memphis.
And they are our charitable partner at the bowl game as well. Everything we do is focused on them and their messaging.
Right.
And we raise a little bit of money every summer at our golf tournament. I think it'll be in the 250 to 300 range this year.
And we need to
Justin, thank you for what you do for St. Jude. We appreciate
you. Oh, man, it's an honor. It's a special, special place, as you well know.
We need to get you back in Memphis, Justin.
Yeah, man, for sure.
The other thing is we need to acknowledge Simmons Bank.
Yes.
So it's Simmons Bank Field, right? Still?
Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium.
Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium.
Home of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, home of the University of Memphis, going through a $225 million renovation, which we're all excited about.
Was that a FedEx deal? Is that?
I wanted to ask about that, how that's going, because I know we all saw it on TV when Arkansas lost to Memphis.
When we were there, it was a sort of a mess. Everything.
It's been a two-year construction project. Yes. They basically, if you're familiar with that stadium, took down the west side, which was the press box side.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's where the new tower is coming up, or it's there now.
Yeah.
They'll be ready for the start of the season. Two levels of loge boxes, loge seatings, two levels of suites. Other things that are happening around the stadium, new lights, where the LED lights where you can do the light shows, two new video boards.
Wow.
Just a whole paint-up, fix-up. It will be as close to a new stadium as the Memphis community will have it, and certainly in my lifetime. It's going to be awesome.
Was that a FedEx gift?
Well, there was, I think, $100 million from the state.
Oh, wow. Is that right? Wow, $100 million.
Well, they gave Nashville half a billion for their football stadium, so they threw Memphis a little bit.
Okay.
But we're very appreciative of that.
Yeah.
Don't want to take a shot of our legislature there in the state, so we appreciate that.
Okay.
The now late Fred Smith and his family contributed $50 million, and then the rest has come from other significant donors. But it wouldn't be happening without the great generosity of the Fred Smith family.
So how do you look at Arkansas? Because Arkansas has been invited to the Liberty Bowl. How many times, guys? Two of the last three of the last eight years, ten years?
Something like that, yeah. Two out of the last four, is it?
Do you guys go, you know, well, you know, all right, let's invite Arkansas. We know we're going to get 10,000 fans over there. I mean, how do you view Arkansas as a fan base and program coming to the Liberty Bowl?
Let me tell you, the Razorbacks and their fans are always on our list. Now, obviously, the reality of the bowl world, you don't want back-to-backs. You don't want them too often. You want to keep it fresh, not just for the bowl game, but for the fans that travel. Right. But the Razorbacks have been a loyal partner to the Liberty Bowl, now the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, for many, many years. Obviously, one of the fabled games, and isn't good for Arkansas, but when they played Tennessee, call on the near sideline and all that controversy. Right. Your game against Bo.
That was a good game.
And I hear, David, just to go down that path, I hear that Bo still has war scars mentally from the blow you put on him.
But then, you know, Arkansas has had success. Mm-hmm. I mean, was it Bealum? It was Sam's. Didn't we hang 50 on them on somebody? Texas Tech?
Kansas and Texas Tech.
Yeah.
But Kansas went into triple overtime or something like that.
I mean, that was right. Breath.
And the coldest I've ever been was Arkansas beating East Carolina.
That was
Bobby
Petrino.
That was Petrino's second year.
Roger, you were there in the stands for that one, weren't you?
Was there also.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I was there for a couple cold ones, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christian, you were there too?
Yep.
Yeah, it was cold that day.
That was a rough one.
Is that the coldest game ever for the Liberty Bowl?
We don't really like to talk about the
cold. Because it's usually one of those great picturesque Chamber of Commerce days, or you get into the evening, but it just happened to be rough.
But that is one of the fabled stories, though, about the Liberty Bowl, the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, is the weather. Mm-hmm. This was 1976, I think it was. Alabama with Coach Bryant playing UCLA. Weather's great all week. Day of the game, temperature plummets. Alabama sends the trainers and the managers out to every sporting goods store, hunting and fishing store, looking for long underwear.
Okay.
They are getting ready. Because this is UCLA with Terry Donahue. Yeah, I think it was his first bowl game as a head coach. So young head coach against the fabled Bear Bryant. Alabama comes out for pregame. Coach Bryant sent his guys out to cut off sleeves, mid-drift jerseys. Got all these California kids all bundled up.
Yeah.
Terry Donahue told the story. He said, the game was over before we ever played the national anthem. They totally psyched us out. So they go back in, and when they came back out for the actual start of the game, Alabama was bundled up.
Yeah.
He said, but Coach Terry Donahue said, Coach Bryant mentally beat us. The game was over in pregame.
And was it the Bears' last game?
82 was his last game.
It was at the Liberty Bowl, right?
Yeah, sure. It was against Illinois.
It was at the Liberty Bowl, the other thing, you know, again, if Arkansas is going to the Liberty Bowl, that means they've won a certain number of games.
That's right.
Six or seven.
Yeah.
Usually, if you win 10, you're probably not going to beat the Liberty Bowl. But one of the things, at least it gives our fans an easy opportunity to see them play in a bowl game, and especially the east side of the state, Central Arkansas, and so it has been good to us in terms of winning and losing. Although I think who else do we play in the Liberty Bowl? Then there are some other games too. Am I leaving somebody out?
I want to say y'all played Georgia.
Georgia, yeah, right.
Kenny Hatfield.
I think it was in the 80s. We played in 84 against Auburn, and I think it was one other game with Kenny.
Yeah.
Houston never went to the Liberty Bowl.
No, we never had it. I was going to say, all of the quote-unquote significant head coaches in the history of Arkansas football have coached in our game. The exception of Houston.
Go ahead, Bill.
I was just going to say, I vividly remember a game, regular season game, against Memphis, played in the Liberty Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
17 block punts.
Yeah, it was.
Arkansas had four block punts in a row.
Yeah. Roger, do you remember that? It was the Danny Ford's team, right?
Danny Ford.
Here it is.
That was a rough one.
So 71, Tennessee, Arkansas. Tennessee, that was the one, 14-13. 1984, the one against Auburn. 87. Is that right? That's right. Liberty Bowl? Arkansas, Tennessee? You remember that one?
I don't remember that one.
87. No, that's the Cotton Bowl. That's the Cotton Bowl. The Arkansas 20, East Carolina 17, that's the overtime.
Yeah.
45-23 was the Kansas State game. And then 55-53 was the three overtime game against Kansas. It was Kansas and Kansas State, not Texas Tech. So got that.
We beat Texas Tech.
That's correct. We beat them. So anyway, some fun history there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and usually I remember when the water Was there a water problem?
We had a really, like an ice storm a day or two before, and the whole city, downtown especially, frozen pipes, no running water.
Roger, didn't we do the show over there?
We did.
Weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I remember there.
It was
y'all had,
brutal.
You had about 1,000 the porta potties.
Because
you didn't have any bathrooms water.
They finally, the mayor at that time told the troops, so to speak, do whatever you got to do to get the water running in the state. Because the number one thinking about on that now, David, his priority, and he was right. First, we got to get the locker rooms. We had to take care of the teams first. Make sure those players could take a shower after the game. Then it was the restrooms and all of that stuff. They got about an hour before the gates opened that day.
Wow.
They got it going at the stadium.
As we go to break, always great to see you, Harold. Who was the greatest music performance that you've had there at the Liberty Bowl?
Probably.
I know you tried to get Justin. He was too expensive.
Yeah, I know it. We got to work on that. I would say the Beach Boys.
Okay.
In my tenure at the bowl.
Oh, very cool.
Two things. The stadium renovations will debut on September 5th against Arkansas State.
Yes.
And we wish nothing but the best for my dear friend, Ryan Silverfield.
Yeah.
And the Razorbacks. Looking forward to seeing him here. I guess they're here tomorrow.
Yes.
Looking forward to seeing Ryan. And let me tell you, y'all got a good one.
Yeah, because you know Ryan.
You got that's a good right, one. Yeah, Ryan's one of my best friends in the coaching world. And
good.
Wish him nothing but the best. Y'all got a good one.
Errol Grader, thanks so
Thank
much.
Thank you, David.
Great to see you. All right, we'll come back in just a minute. 8:46.
For my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bath Fitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, find your school at LifeWise.org. LifeWise.org.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, and I just want to say thank you to the great people in the state of Arkansas for making us the nation's number one Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer. That's right, folks. We are number one in the entire nation, according to Stellantis' own internal report card. And if you want to find out why, you want to make that beautiful drive right here to Heber Springs during the Make This Summer event. Or check us out online at RedRiverDodge.com for the best deals in the entire state.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Arkansas Municipal Equipment in Powen, founded over a decade ago by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison. They lease and sell trucks, trash carts, roll-off dumpsters, and street sweepers. Proud to be Arkansas's only authorized dealer for New Way refuse trucks and Temco street sweepers, your authorized dealer for Galfab roll-off and hook lift trucks. You can get parts and service for all makes and models with technicians traveling the state to take care of you.
AME, it's the service after the sale.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right. It is 8:50 there in Arkansas, 9:50 here in Tampa. And coming up here shortly, we'll visit with Joe Nichols, see how his new song is doing that just came out, C'est la vie. Today you got four schools here mentioned earlier, Florida, Alabama, Ole Miss, and who else am I leaving out, Trey? Ole Miss, Florida. Oh, A&M. Texas A&M, the Aggies. The Aggies. Roger Scott back in studio. Roger, you loving your new monitor, buddy?
I do. It's right there. It's right there. Once we get the permanent one in, it'll be a. I'll have a quad box. Right now, I've got a dual box. I guess maybe a
dual. Your volume is a little low, Roger.
I don't know why. I got a double box going on right now, which is perfect. I've got the other box I can do that. It's such inside info right now telling you how the sausage is made. But for our show,
just the wide boxes.
It's huge.
Wide boxes.
Yeah, big fan.
So, both of you, say something, Justin. Let me hear your volume.
Check, check, 1, 2. Yeah. Hey.
His is twice as loud as you guys.
Check, check, 1, 2.
He's twice
check,
as loud.
1, 2.
That's better. What about you, Raj? One more time.
Check, check, 1, 2.
We're testing this on the air, as
check,
you can tell.
Check, jamming there, on the
that's,
one. Yeah,
that's better. That's much better.
Why you want me to talk louder? I'm talking louder.
Why are you yelling?
Why are you yelling?
Because he told me I wasn't very good. That's excellent.
Yes.
How about that? We'll have, for those who just joined us, we'll have tomorrow Coach Silverfield on in the 7 o'clock hour, so looking forward to that.
Nice.
As well as Quincy Rose Jr., and we'll also have John Daly hanging out with us. Today's National Hammock Day. Uh-huh. Does anybody got a hammock? Does anybody still have hammocks anymore?
Used to.
Yeah, remember hammock was cool if you had a hammock?
I don't.
That was the old school cool thing to have back in the day.
Yeah, well, you had to have a couple of trees beside each other.
You dang straight. You dang straight.
I'm not talking, listen, you got to have a couple of tree hammock. I'm not talking about one of these, no disrespect to Academy Sports, but one of these, you know, that are ready made hammocks.
Justin, did you see where Cam Koshal signed with the Miami Marlins yesterday?
No, I didn't. Good for him.
Yeah,
he was full slot.
Yeah, his 73rd selection. He got he signed for $772,000, which is below the slot valuation. I think it's $920,000. That's okay. I mean, the main thing is that he's got. I don't know much about the Miami Marlins, but Bill, you're down here in this neck of
just in the system.
Yeah,
you're good for him.
It's Miami. You know? Yeah, I just don't know these. I don't follow baseball down here in Florida, like, you know.
It's not now. Tampa here.
Yeah.
Has had a great run, in spite of maybe not the best fan base, because as you saw it, I mean, you got to want to get to the Tropicana Field.
Yeah, but that's changing. Daly told me yesterday that they are getting the stadium back in Tampa, right?
Moving. That's what the theory is. After the hurricane destroyed the stadium, they're going to move near where the football stadium is out by the airport.
I tell you what was impressive, guys, is Daly took me by Yankee Stadium.
Oh, Steinbrenner Field.
The spring. Yeah. I mean, golly. Yeah. I mean, that was – it is nice.
It is.
What you expect at a Yankee Stadium to be?
Is it like a mini version of Yankee Stadium?
I think it, from the outside, it looked that way.
The dimensions are exactly the same. That's why they. Yeah. So when they go for spring training, you're in essence you are hitting in Yankee Stadium.
Wow, that's cool.
And when the Rays lost Tropicana Field after the hurricane, that's where they played a whole season.
And I went to a couple of games.
Is that right?
Oh, my God. Okay. Really nice. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. You know, there's a connection, obviously, to, you know, with Hot Springs. Hot Springs, you know, baseball left Hot Springs and came here, you know, because they got I think they got tired of dealing with the weather, even though they had the Hot Springs and all the stuff. Like it, does it help you recover better? And they go, it's just too cold. We got to get out of Florida. How many teams are in Florida for minor leagues? Not the minor leagues, but major league spring practice.
Let's see. So just in this area, I know there are at least six cities that host minor league spring training.
Dunedin, in this region, in the Tampa Bay region, there's six. Wow.
Yeah, okay. So it's a lot of spring training activity.
I mean, it'd be a fun trip to come down here and bounce around to the different
teams. You get the chance to, you know, it's obviously much more laid back. You know, you bring the kids. It's very fan friendly.
Justin, have you ever done that? Have you ever been to any of the spring practices down here?
You know, I haven't. I never have. But that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you should like it'd be easier access to get to some of the players and
batting practice, all of that. I mean, you're in essence going to see a glorified practice.
Think about the state of Florida. Of all the franchises now you have, starting up in the you got Jacksonville, the Jags.
Yeah.
You got the Gators, Florida State, Florida, Miami, those three big ones. Mm-hmm. And then you got the Dolphins. I mentioned the Jags.
And in here, of course, the Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers. Good, I almost forgot that. And then you've got, you know, baseball, the Miami Marlins. You've got the Tampa Bay Rays. And then you've got all the spring practice. Yeah, there's a lot of fun. A
lot of activity.
And not to mention the Central Floridas and South Floridas world.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
Part of the mix.
Yes, Central Florida and South Florida. That's exactly. And Florida Atlantic.
Yep. These are huge schools. Yeah. These are 40,000 and 50,000 students.
Yeah, Central Florida is gigantic. Yes. It is. I completely forgot about those. Hey, John.
Yeah.
There's one more. I said Florida Atlantic, and there's another Florida.
Florida International.
FIU. Yeah.
FIU.
And I think. Is that where Butch Davis used to be for a few years? That was his last coaching stop. Yeah. 661-1037 is the number. Yeah. I mean, think of the money that is generated in this state through athletics, through what we just meant. Not even talking about spring practice.
Right.
I mean, the spring time, which is a month long, for the most part.
Yep.
And you got, 20 teams. And others are in Arizona, I guess.
Some in the Cactus League, you're right. But the Citrus League here, I'm almost certain it might be seven teams in the area.
Yeah, that's really
cool.
They
have a facility.
You can almost market that in itself. All right, I know we got to take a break. We'll visit with Joe Nichols when we come back. It's hopping and popping here on Radio Row. We'll have a fun time tomorrow with Coach. And tomorrow also is the Kiffin appearance.
Yes.
And then who else?
Arch Manning.
Manning Sarkisian. It'll be buzzing tomorrow.
Who would be bigger, Arch Manning or his coach, Steve Sarkisian? Who's the bigger name?
I think Arch will be bigger tomorrow. Remember he started out so poorly last year after all that hype. I think the expectations are high again.
Yep.
Yeah, he's the biggest name here that people recognize. I can't think of another player.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, is there another one?
I mean, he is. He's the top by far.
All right, do not go away. It is 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock here.
Rodney Carrington, live on stage.
When you're in your 50s and you're looking for somebody to get with, ain't no new car smell anymore. It's all broke. Ain't no Corvettes out there. Just a bunch of red Cobalts with a brown.